The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Dorim Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah Pei Vavam and Beis tells us that by Hafora, he has to be aware, the husband, the father, has to be aware of the identity of the person who was Noideres. Is it his wife? Is it his daughter? He can't be made for in general. Any Nidorim that are under his jurisdiction, he's mefer. It has to be, he knows it's his wife, it's his daughter. He has to know what the neder is. He has to have heard Kosovo if it's this, and it turned out to be that. The Hafora is not Chal. The Gemara is first Muskurishim. At this din is that Hafora has to be specific, because the Torah says, Kiheni avi oiso. Oiso means dafko oiso. And the Gemara asks a kasha, an interesting tushta. B'chlal nan hilchus nedarim. The Gemara asks a kasha from krio alames. If somebody lost a close relative, there's a chiv to be kirei alames. One has to be yotzi de krio on each mes. And the pasuk says of the al shov al yonisim benoi. And the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a brisa that if a person doesn't know which one of his krovim were mes, al shov al yonisim benoi, yotzi de chivosei. If he has to do a maisa in relation to knowledge about somebody, similar to the idea of hearing a neder from a daughter or from a wife, and being mefer on that neder, over there also a case of mistaken identity or a lack of knowledge of the identity of who the mace was, who the nederis was, would render the hafor or the kriya not a hafor or a kriya, or is it yet? The Gemara asks the steer. The Gemara says no. The Gemara introduces a new topic. Rav Ashi Omar kan b'toich k'dei dibur, kan la'achar k'dei dibur. We have a new concept over here, which we find in many places in Shas, called toich k'dei dibur k'dibur domi, where if something is in the span of, what's that span is, the Gemara says, halacha Moshe Mesinai, shalom aleichem, Rabbi Omori. The Rishonim have a little bit of a discussion where there has to be all those words, most of those words. But the Gemara says, as a klal, as a general rule, teichi deidibu ki dibu dami. Therefore, if the knowledge of who the mes that the kriya was performed on was teichi deidibu of the kriya, then the halach is his yoitza. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that's what we're talking about. Knowledge has to be exact, but that's considered knowledge, even though it was only afterwards. It's teichi deidibu. Of course, that's interesting, because b'shas misa, lula divrei Gemara, we would say that since b'shas the kriya, he was not aware of the identity of the mes, then that kriya is not an act of mourning. It's not an act of avelus. Kanra, that's not the din. The din is that the kriya has to be performed by yedias hames. That's considered with the yedias of the mes, because the yedias hames came toki de dibu. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "L'maskona v'hilchus atoichi deidibu kidibu domi chutz mi megadev." If somebody is Rachman son, somebody is megadev Shem Hashem, and he's choizer toichi deidibu. V'oyvid avodz kacham. Also, if somebody is choizer toichi deidibu avodz kacham, mekadosh or megarish. If somebody is mekadosh anisha or is megarish anisha, and then he's choizer toichi deidibu, that chazor is not good. Whereas anything else, if a person's noider and then he's choizer toichi deidibu, then that's not a neder. If somebody makes a shvu and he's chozer teich deidibu, the shvu is not a shvu. Somebody makes a kinyin and he's not chozer teich deidibu. We'll see. Amir Hashem behemshich that that might be selective kinyonim. Yes, selective kinyonim. Not. But as a general rule, if somebody is chozer teich deidibu, the act that he performed within that time span teich deidibu is not valid, becomes bottle, and the teich deidibu kidibu dam b'chol ha'terikulim. What is the nature of the din of Toichi Deidibu Kedidbu? So the Ran says by us, B'Shem Rabbein Tam, that from the fact that certain things Toichi Deidibu Kedidbu and certain things Toichi Deidibu not Kedidbu, Rabbein Tam brought that as a raya, that obviously Midirabbonon Toichi Deidibu Lav Kedidbu Dami. The whole klal of Toichi Deidibu Kedidbu Dami is only Midirabbonon, therefore Heimamu Veheimamu, Chazal Machmir by certain things. And over here they didn't allow one to use the mechanism of being able to mevatel b'teichi deidibu. The Ran asks on this that if that's true, and now we're talking about being mefer and neder, we're saying that be'etzim hafor shouldn't be a good hafor. If it's without Yediyah, the fact that the Yediyah was there, Terechid Ediba, L'chair shouldn't be good. Or he makes a nether, he's Choyzeh Terechid Ediba. L'chair, you're allowing the person, him or her, if he's being made for her nether, to absolve oneself in this Nederaisa. She's Nederaisa not to eat bread for the next week. He's made for the nether. Because of that, we say that Afar is Afar, based on the principle of Terechid Ediba Kediba Dami. That means that we're taking an Nederaisa of herding bread, we're being oiker that because of the din of Terechid Ediba Kediba Dami. Whoever heard of being Mevatel Yisur? Whole discussion back and forth, but that's the gist of the Ran's Taina on Rabbi Natam, where we oiku the dinim of Nedarim Midaraisa. Now, let's stop for a second, let's pause, and let's just throw out some of the Maram Mekoymis where there is the din of Terechid Ediba Kediba Dami. We find it in several places in Perek Yesh Noichlin. There's a din where a person is Nemon, a person points to a certain unknown individual and he says that's his son from a marriage that nobody knew about, from a relationship that nobody knew about. He's Nemon to say this is his son. So if this is Nemon of Terechid Ediba Dami, the Gemara says over there also if somebody gives away Nechosim, he could change his mind. He gives a bequeaths, a present of $2 million to this one, $500,000 to that one. He can change that Terechid Ediba. In Makis Davov, there's a whole Nidah in Terechid Ediba to two Edim that say Edus together. So we say, let's say if there's three Edim that say Edus together, so we say Edus Shabbatul Muktasa Batlakula if Nimtso Echem Mehem Karav Apostle. The whole Edus is Batl. When is it called that one Ed, one group saying together as a group, if one aid comes in on Tuesday, says aidus, an aid comes in Wednesday, an aid comes in Thursday, the fact that Wednesday's aid is nifsal does not disallow the use of the aidim of Tuesday and Thursday. Get rid of Mr. Wednesday, use Tuesday and Thursday, and you have two aidim to be Moitzi Mammon from Reuven, to give to Shimon. But if the aidim said aidus together, then we say aidus shabbatul muktasa nimsa echem em karev apostle, the whole cat becomes apostle. When do we look at them as they're saying Eidus together? Again, the Gemara gives the time frame of Terechid Ediba. Another case, Bava Kama Dafayin Gimel Amid Beis. Legabi Tmura. Tmura is the saying of an animal that this animal is, has Kedusha of that was previously on that animal. The Gemara says, you can't be Chayz of Terechid Ediba. Nozid Avchof. The Gemara says, if a person says a Lashon is really Negei Nedarim, if a person says a Lashon of Nezirus, or Neder like he points to that person's lashon. That person's lashon is considered a hatvasa. It's considered one hemshich. That Shimon's kabbalas nezirus nedarim would be considered as being matvis, attaching itself to the kabbalah of Reuven when it's Terechid Ediba. And we have ksubis daf lamed gimel that talks to gabi hasuro. That hasuro of edim. It's not enough to know that the person did the aver b'mezid. Eidim give Hasra in order to be Mechayv Samer Rachman Sam Misa or Malkis, then it has to be they did the Aver Terechid Ediba of the Hasra in order that it should be Asra Be Lemisa. Also, you over there what the reason for that is. But Pashas one sees, the Rambam one sees, that's not that we're Choshish that he's going to forget the Hasra after 3 seconds. It's highly unlikely that a person forgets the Hasra that he was given 3 seconds. No, but the point is, it's not done with the Hasra. What is it called? Samuch v'niru, when is it called that the Averi was done together with the Hasra? That's when it's Terechid Ediba. Now, Tosfos in the Ramban of Bava Basra Kuf Chof Tes Amud Beis said, like we pointed out, the Ran says, B'Shem Rabbein Tam, this din is the Rabbanim. The Ran by ass asks, like we said, what's with Haforos Nedarim? Haforos Nedarim, were they oikir the din, the issue that was created by Neder, B'Kum V'Asei? Now, what's the problem? What's their Hechruch? Their Hechruch, or let's say differently, the Ran understands that the Gedar Advarim of Terechid Ediba Kediba Dami is that when a person says something, he's loigomar daitoi until after Terechid Ediba. That means that all chaloisim, all dinim in the Torah are created by a person being gomar b'daitoi. It's considered that he does a bedas. A person does something, sometimes he could do something. If he changes his mind a second later, we look at that not as his final decision. Let's say he made a kinyan. We look at that Batsim, there's no das kinyan. If he changes his mind 2 seconds later, there's no das kinyan. The truth of the matter is that this finds tremendous raya, the Ran, that Rishonim, Muki Yosef, Taki Moshe in Chesh Mishma Kuf Petes, bring down Resh Hei, bring down that there are actually three types of kinyanim. We'll discuss kinyanim because it's a model for different halachas. The three types of kinyanim as far as the zman of being able to be chozer. Kinyan sudor, and a few other kinyanim that go with it. Kinyan chalipin. One could be chozer. Calls man shasukum ayisin. The Gemara says in Bava Basa Kuf Yudal. That means that if two people agree in theory on a business contract, they make a kinyan sudor, like we do by a chuppah, by tenorim. They make a kinyan sudor between them. They could be chozer while they're still discussing the details. They're asukim ba'iseinia. They're still sitting around the same table and discussing the same deal. They could still be chozer. Regular kinyanim, kesef, shtar, chazoka, and whatnot. All those kinyanim, one could be chozer teched edibah. The Rishon, the Nemuki Yosef, wants to be mechadish that there are certain kinyanim that he can't be chozer at all. Any kinyan, Nemuki Yosef says, which is an expression of a physical ownership, it's not a kinyan which is done between two people like a lumdus, like giving over money, where it's the buying power of the money that I gave to you makes that the chefetz becomes mine. But the physical taking possession of a chefetz, which is meshicha, mesira, hagbo, chazaka, yad, so on, those kinyanim one can't be chozer. What's the pshat? So the pshat, the way that Chayim understand is that Terechid Dibu Kedibu Dami is a function of Gemira's Das. The Gemira's Das of a Kenyan, which is purely symbolic, like Kenyan Sudar, where nothing's really exchanging hands, there's no money or there's no shtar being written. Just you're picking up a hanky, you're waving a hanky just to show symbolic agreement between the parties. Then we say that agreement is not fully fleshed out while you're still discussing the details. The person is not completely going to das. The regular kinyan, kesef, shtar, would be consummated only if there was no chazor terech didibu. The other pshat is because b'chol ha-terech kula, the zman that a person is still considered as being oisik in what he's doing would be terech didibu. Ma'asha'en came by kinyonim that are physical in nature, kinyon meshicha, mesira, hagbo, there the kinyon is a physical mitzvah. If I allow you to be koiner, then the chefetz became yours physically. The kinyon is not based on gemir's das. The kinyon is based on physical taking possession of that item. In that case, you can't be chayz at all. That last piece is a chiddush. The Ran, with his understanding in kinyonim, understands also that, let's say, Gerushin and Kedushin, there, since the Dvarim Chamurim B'yoyse, Gerushin and Kedushin, one doesn't, it's not a business deal, one changes his mind 3 seconds later. So there we say there's an Umdana Demucha, that a person, if he hands a ring to a woman and says, Hariyam Kudesh is Li, if he hands her a get, the Gemir's Das of that Maisa is right away, and therefore there's no Mokum to be Chayzer. This is the opinion of the Ran. The Ktois finds support. Ktois is in simulation and haste of cotton bays. Support for the position of the Ran, because you look at the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, and it's clear that the Rambam is understanding that if a person chayzer on a Shvua, it's k'ilu mashvi dvorov harishonim to'us. It's k'ilu what he's doing is he's rendering the first thing he said a mistake, which would seem to mean that the share of Terechid Edibu Kedibu Dami is a share in Gmir's Das, it's a share in Smicha's Das. In which case, that would tell us that any place, if we find any dinim in the Torah where something that's done betos would be chal, Terechid Edibu Lav Kedibu Dami, and that's a kasha. The Ktois has a kasha that by Tmura, there's a kasha that Tmura betos is a Tmura, so what's the difference if he's chal to Terechid Edibu? Why does the Gemara say very clearly that Terechid Edibu Kedibu Dami, even by Tmura, there's no mistake? There's no Gmir's Das, even if there's no Gmir's Das. A person can make a mistake, even if it's without Gmir's Das, the halacha is the Tmur's Chal. Furthermore, Reb Shimon, Shkop and Shar Yesh and Shar Hei, Perchov Beis, has another kasha. It says that the Gemara talks about Terechid Edibu, Kedibu Dami, in the context of Kriya Alames, like we said before. Kriya Alames has to do with Tausim, Gmir's Das. A person's aware that somebody died, and he expresses the feelings that are there by ripping his clothing, his yoytze chiv deraisa, chiv deraisa, chiv derabona. That's an expression of Gmir's Das. How does it make sense to talk about Terechid Edibu Kedibu Dami in terms of Tos, Chazoro, Yeh Gmir's Das, not Gmir's Das? This needs some work. Mr. Shem, the next year, will suggest an alternative Mahalach, from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, how to understand with a little more of a broad perspective the whole Indian of Terechid Edibu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.